got to imagine tonight is the last debate. I mean, I think they have more planned. But I got to tell you, after tonight, if I were Trump, we've had this discussion, if I was Trump, I would tell the Republican Party, I would tell Rentz Priebus, I'm done. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm over this. I'm done. It's over. I'm finished. Okay? It's over. Finished. No more. This is what, 12, 13 debates? And what's going to happen tonight? What do you think is going to happen tonight? I mean, seriously, I gave you a preview of what happened on the last debate. They're talking about peeing pants, talking about the size of Trump's penis. That's what we got with the last debate. Now, tonight, they are in Rubio's backyard. Think about it. They're in Rubio's backyard. So you got to figure the audience is going to be stacked with Rubio supporters. So they're going to be cheering and hooting and hollering. Now, I got to imagine Rubio is not going to attack Trump like he did the last debate. I mean, Rubio's already gone on record. He's been doing these town halls this week. He's been doing these interviews where he said that he is sorry for attacking Trump in such a way because it was beneath him. It was un-Christian-like. I think that's what he said. It embarrassed his kids. Embarrasses kids. He regrets doing what he did. He regrets doing what he did. So I've got to imagine at tonight's debate, he's not going to be stepping all over Trump. I got to imagine he's not going to be interrupting Trump. He's not going to be calling him a con man. I got to imagine that. Now, maybe Rubio will get caught up in the heat of the moment. Now, at the last debate, I said Trump wouldn't lose his cool. He wouldn't look unhinged. And for the most part, he didn't. Of course, when he was attacked, he attacked back, but it was a lot more subdued than the Fox debate or the CNN debate. The CNN debate was out of control. Now, this is another CNN debate. Instead of Wolf Blitzer, it's our good friend Jake Tapper. The good friend Jake Tapper, my pal. Now, this might be different. I mean, this is the last hurrah for Kasich, Rubio, and a lesser extent Cruz. But this is the last hurrah. Tuesday, everybody. I mean, Ohio votes, Florida votes. I like I said, I don't know the other two or three states, but it's going to come down to Tuesday. If Rubio loses Florida, he's done. If Rubio loses Florida, he gets out Wednesday. Hell, if Rubio loses Florida, Tuesday night he might get out. He might do a Jeb Bush. When Jeb lost South Carolina, he got out that night. He gave his speech and said, I'm getting out now. Rubio loses Florida Tuesday, he'll probably get out that night. Kasich loses Ohio. He's already said he gets out. which then leaves Cruz. Which then leaves Cruz, and Cruz will be done in another 3 weeks, because once they hit New York, once they hit Pennsylvania, once they hit Jersey, once they hit those states, Trump's going to hammer him. There's no way anybody in New York is going to vote for Ted Cruz. There's no way. There's no way anybody in New York is going to vote for Ted Cruz, the guy that basically said New York has no values. They have no morals. They're garbage. Remember, that was Ted Cruz. He ain't going to win the East Coast. He ain't going to win New York. He's not going to win any state next to New York. He's not going to win Jersey. He's not going to win Pennsylvania. It's not even, I mean, seriously, he's going to get slaughtered. He's going to get slaughtered. So you got to figure this is the last debate. This is the last debate. Because pending how Tuesday goes, if I was Trump, I would be done. I would tell Rance Priebus, I'm done. I would tell Fox, I'm done. I would tell whoever else has debates planned, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out. I'm finished. I just won Florida. I just won Ohio. I'm done. Hell, if he wins Florida and loses Ohio, I'd still be done. I'd still be done. I'm done. Finished. Because remember, Kasich's only got 50 or 60 delegates. So if he wins Ohio, he's got less than 150 delegates. After Tuesday, even if Kasich wins Ohio and Trump can win Florida, you know, Trump could be almost at 600 delegates and Kasich's at 150. Kasich has no shot. The only shot Kasich has is the convention and them giving him the nomination. And he knows that's not going to happen. He knows that if it goes Kasich, Cruz, and Trump, he knows they're not going to give it to him. He knows that. He knows that. Now, the play he could be making is somebody needs his delegates at the convention. That could be the play. The play could be Trump not getting the 1246 and being 200 away, 150 away. And maybe Kasich sticks in there after Ohio. And he's part of carving up that vote when you go to New York and Pennsylvania and Jersey, California, Arizona. And maybe he winds up hitting the convention with 300 delegates. Maybe Trump needs 280 delegates. And Kasich says, hey, let me give you the delegates. I'll be your vice president. You need somebody to, well, you need someone who knows what the hell they're doing as far as legislation and dealing with Congress. I was there. Some of the same people that were there when I was there are still there. That's the only play I could see Kasich doing. That's the only play I could see him maneuvering. Because he knows he can't get the number. And he said it has to be a contested convention. And he knows at a contested convention, you got to at least be the leader or be a close second. he knows a distant third is not going to be given the nomination. He knows he's not going to get the nomination, and he can't place anywhere better than third or fourth in Mississippi or Nebraska or Kansas. He knows that. He 100% knows that. So that's the only play. And let's face it, Cruz knows deep down inside that when it comes to the East Coast, he ain't going to do good. So we'll see what happens tonight. I could see Cruz attacking the Trump. But I tell you, I can't see them. I just can't see them. I can't see them putting on a display like they put on at that last debate or the debate before. I mean, they got a lot of heat. They really did. They got, and it wasn't just Trump who got the heat. They all got heat. They all got heat. I mean, even the big money donors, yeah, they despise Trump, but they went after Rubio and they went after Kasich and Cruz. Even Cruz, even listen, there's money, there's big money people that support Cruz. Please, how do you think he's going? By $100 donations, $50 donations. So you had these people that went up to them and said, "Hey, man. You guys, you looked bad. You looked bad. You're making the party look bad. All of you guys would have just stuck to how you acted in the beginning. When it came down to this point and there's only four of you, that would have been, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, they should have been attacking Trump from the beginning. No. No. In theory, if you think about it, they all should have been doing exactly what they were doing in the beginning. If the idea is to make Trump look uneducated, uninformed, a buffoon, a clown, then you were supposed to stay at a high level. You were supposed to stay at a intellectual level. That is not a fifth grader. And so every debate, as people drop out, the dialogue, the conversation stays at that high level, and it only digresses when Trump insults or engages. If they really wanted to win, or if they were really smart, that's what they would have done. But they didn't, because they're stupid. They are. They're stupid. So we'll see what happens. There's my preview. It's a we'll see. And, of course, you can go to my Twitter, because I'll be live tweeting the debate. I will be live tweeting the debate.